You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. Now, brethren, I want you to note here that it is possible for one's life to be wasted, particularly in disobedience. You see, if Satan can get you engaged in what is not relevant to your life, he will waste your life. In fact, anyone that is wasting your time is wasting your life. But note that in this passage we read, God said, my great army which I sent among you. So who was it that sent the army that consumed their years? It was God. Why? It was because of disobedience. Disobedience to God will waste your years. You know, a lady reached out to me and she said that she's in a very terrible marriage. And by herself, she admitted that she said when she was much younger, people were asking her to give her life to Jesus. People were pleading with her. She said everywhere she turned to, they were preaching to her, but she was adamant. When she entered into a wrong relationship, they were telling her, they were warning her, but she was adamant until she got married, only to now realize in marriage she has made a very terrible situation of her life. That is what disobedience does to a life. It will waste you. Since she got married, she had no life. It is marital problem that she's been resolving. Did you know that all of this could have been avoided by simply following the Lord? Oh, disobedience wastes our life. Obedience redeems our time. There are things, brethren, that eat years. It's like they don't eat food. What they eat is the years of human life. You see, if they were coming from demons, from Satan, I'm telling you, they will not have even been a problem, because you can easily resolve that. But now when it is God, that means that you must not toy with disobedience. When we walk in disobedience, we will waste our time, we will waste our years. You know, the children of Israel, a journey of 40 days became 40 years. That's what disobedience does. Disobedience to God will waste any life. By the time you realize, the years are already eaten. By the time you realize, the years are already wasted. That is why it is important that now that you have time, yield to the Lord. Live in obedience. But you see, the Lord said, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. There is restoration. There is the possibility of restoration in God. No human, nobody can restore years that has been wasted. But God is saying, I can restore it. I can give it back to you. He said, if you are willing and obedient, I will restore these years to you. Are you ready today to yield to God? He has been calling you to repentance. He has been calling you to obedience. But he's saying to you today, I will restore to you. Things you have lost, I will restore it to you. Time you have wasted, I will restore it to you. How God will do it, I don't know. But I know that if today you hear his voice and you do not harden your heart and you obey him, as he has promised, so will he do for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy. Jesus comes.